As per usual on a Thursday evening, it's our intuitive business feature with Plus 94 Research right here on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM. Tonight we are talking about the MAP survey. Plus 94 Research CEO Sifiso Falala joins us in studio together with Mpoma Tebula from the Marketing Research Foundation. Thank you both for your time.
Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you very much.
We're doing things a bit differently this evening. Let me start with you, Ms. Matebula. Talk us through the MAPS survey, obviously having replaced what was known as AMPS. What does the survey exactly monitor?
Okay, MAPS stands for Marketing and Products Survey. It's a survey that gives you insights into consumer behavior and brand interaction, so how people consume their brands and how they interact with different media. Mm-hmm. It fills the gap that has been left by the demise of AMPS. It's a survey that tracks shifts in behavior and new trends. So it gives you a single integrated view of the marketplace.
Right. Mr. Falala, the relevance of this MAP survey, how do you find it closing the gap from the previous AMPS?
It's very important. I think there has been a knowledge gap in the sense that the various different types of media broke away and did their own thing. Mm-hmm. So there has been some kind of a knowledge gap, and certainly shared knowledge gap, because it's very important for the industry as a whole to share knowledge and to use that knowledge as a catalyst for business development. Knowledge is very instrumental with regards to the growth of business and the development of new opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Back to you, Mpo. Talk us through how the MAP survey is carried out.
At the moment, we have just, awarded a tender to Plus 94. So mm-hmm. we're only going to go into field next year.
All right.
We're in the process of putting together the questionnaire to make sure that, all the brands and the products of our subscribers are included mm-hmm. in the questionnaire. Let me just talk you through how it's funded. It's going to be funded by marketers and advertisers, and it's going to be voluntary. So any interested marketers who are interested in this research will fund the research on a subscriber basis.
Ah.
So you only get access to the data if you subscribe
okay.
to the data. So the marketers are willing. A lot of them have shown interest because they need this data. They need to be able to segment and to target. They need rich data that has, a lot of information on their brands and their products. Yeah.
That said, Mr. Falala, talk us through Plus 94 Research's role in the MAP survey then.
Our role is chiefly to collect this information following the prescribed methodology, which is based on a minimum sample of 25,000 respondents. There is a sampling guideline as far as the MAPS project is concerned in terms of the coverage of metropolitan areas, rural areas, different types of target groups.
Mm.
There is also a pre-prescribed questioning style and a questionnaire that is comprehensive enough to deliver the type of knowledge that is expected of a project of the stature of MAP. So we will be collecting this data, collating it, and also ensuring that the way in which it is communicated is updated from previous versions of how it was done before.
Right. And Paul, let's discuss what industry-specific data one could possibly find in MAPS.
So you have a whole lot of different brands, ranging from shampoo, hair shampoos, to toothpaste, to everything. And you also have information on different lifestyles that people lead. We're still going to have information on the LSMs, even though the LSMs are going to be revamped. It's not going to be the same LSMs that people are always dissing and saying, oh, the LSMs are old, they should
right.
be outdated, blah, blah, blah. No, they're going to be revamped, they're going to be reworked. So you're going to get LSMs, you're going to get life stages as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's another type of segmentation tool. You're going to get lifestyles and all those different brands that our marketers own.
Highly intriguing, Mr. Falala. Then who stands to benefit from a survey of this nature?
It would be the market as a whole, business people, advertisers, they are called advertising agencies, public relations agencies, academic institutions, both students and teachers. It is a comprehensive set of data with over 1,500 brands that are included. So anybody that's interested in business, businesses that might be listening right now, stand to benefit from this information, which would be very current, conducted on a continuous basis for the duration of the contract that we have with the Marketing Research Foundation.
Mpo, earlier you indicated that industry is quite keen on this survey. Who and how do they then get to participate if they are not part of this as yet?
If you are like an independent person,
yes.
If you're not a marketer.
Yeah.
At the moment, we're still working out the model of, okay. of payment, because people will have different needs. If let's say me as myself, as Mpo, I'm interested in getting access to this data.
Yeah.
Obviously, I won't be using it on a daily basis. So what I'm going to be charged is different from somebody who will be using it every day on a daily basis. The package will be different from somebody who will be using it extensively, from
okay.
a big corporation who will be using it extensively. So we're still working on that model at the moment. It's not finalized.
For big corporations, what do they benefit then in terms of the data that will be collated?
They get to, you know, like we said earlier, they get data that helps them to segment, to target their markets. It's rich data that helps them, you know, to know what's happening out there, to know what's happening in the market, to know what is this consumer doing? How is this consumer consuming the brands that we're giving them out
yeah.
there? How are they consuming them? Why, you know, through the day, what do they listen to? What do they use? What do they eat?
Very interesting. Yeah. Lastly, Mr. Falala, how would ordinary people access it?
I think that would have been a good question
for Paul
to actually answer that one, because yeah. they own the data. Our role is to collect it in a way that is efficient
yeah.
and is friendly to the respondents and also to the customers, our stakeholders. Mm-hmm. I think the Marketing Research Federation yeah. Foundation.
They would have to contact us. They would
okay.
have to contact the MRF.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, we will discuss with them a suitable package for them.
Highly interesting.
I know that there's going to be independent people who...
Yes.
who, you know, are not members of any marketing corporation or any big company. So they will have to contact the MRF directly, and then we will give them the details of how they can access the data. But it's not free, of course. Only if you pay, then you get access.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for an informative chat and your input. Marketing Research Foundation's Mpo Mathebula alongside Plus 94 Research CEO Sifiso Falala in this week's Intuitive Business feature discussing the MAPS survey.